You can see stars sometimes at the Sandusky State Theater. Joining us this morning to talk about what's going on with the Sandusky State Theater and what's it like now to be the next executive director. Chris Barthamore joins us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. So, what interest in the Sandusky State Theater for you that you're going to be the executive director now?
You know, I kind of look at it as a tool for economic development, but we get to do that through the arts. So Sandusky's come such a long way in the last few years, and the State Theater is part of that. Anytime we have a successful show, you see all our restaurants and all the stores downtown full of people. So we get to be part of the renaissance that's happening in Sandusky, but using the arts as a tool to do economic development.
We find that in other communities as well. It's a different brainchild in a sense for economic development, but yet it's the fact that a building like that and has been standing for what, almost 90 years now or something.
90 next year, yeah.
Okay, talk about what's the condition of it. How is it? How is the theater?
Overall, the condition is pretty good. You know, we have a wonderful staff. Our tech staff is led by Tim Costell, and he does just a wonderful job keeping the building going, keeping it up to date. It's, you know, like you said, so old, and it's so big. There's so many working pieces to it that it does take a lot of effort. But we are making some improvements with the governor coming in a couple of weeks, you know, waxing the floors, painting everything, get a fresh coat of paint on everything. But the building does need some work, but it's in pretty good shape, all things considered.
You mentioned the governor coming for his State of the State. How did that come together for him to be at the Sandusky State Theater?
I think a lot of credit has to go to Representative Steve Arndt and Senator Randy Gardner. I think they worked very hard to get the governor to do the speech here. I know the governor has gone to a few other cities to do the speech before, and he wanted to do this one on Lake Erie. I get the impression the governor's passionate about Lake Erie, and so I think that helped a lot. But Representative Arndt and Randy Gardner, they did a great job advocating for Sandusky.
Besides, you know, you talked about getting things ready for it, spiffing up a little bit. Do you have to do anything different for, like, miking or PowerPoint presentations or anything like that?
Well, you know, the governor's office has done this before, and we're kind of guests in our own building that day. They're really in charge of everything, and they've got it down to a science. So we're there to support them and help them in any way they need, but it's their show.
You know, just as a personal aside, I took in a Gordon Lightfoot show at the Sandusky State Theater just a couple of years ago, and I've got to tell you, I was so impressed with the sound system there. The acoustics in the hall, it was terrific.
You know, I think the building gives good acoustics, but we're actually in the process of replacing our sound system, updating our sound and lighting. That's something that we feel we need to do in order to attract the higher quality Broadway shows. And, you know, it'll help in bringing in some quality bands and artists as well.
Well, you can see you're going to have, a governor give a state. You'll have other things in the community. You'll have professional people come through as well. So there is a multi-use for the Sandusky State Theater, and that's really what those type of theaters really need to be in a community then.
Absolutely. It's a kind of the anchor for the arts in Erie County. We do community meetings there. In the summer, we have some kids camps, 7 to 12-year-olds have 2 weeks, and then teenagers have 2 weeks as well, and they kind of see what the arts are all about, how things work behind the scenes, and then at the end of a couple weeks they put on their own play. So you know, we have the youth programs, and we've got like you said, the governor, some bands, some plays. So there's really something for everybody.
Well, I was gonna say, you're a graduate of Perkins High School as well. Do you remember your first time coming to the Sandusky State Theater?
I remember my first time coming to a theater. It was actually Playhouse Square. I must have been 13 or 14, and my parents took me to see Miss Saigon in Cleveland. And, you know, I like any 13-year-old, I said, why are we going to a musical? It didn't dawn on me till much later how much of an impact that had on me. But I definitely fell in love with the theater that day.
And they sort of show how a renaissance comes. And in many theaters, Lorraine included, there's always a point where you never know if a wrecking ball is too far behind, depending on what the community wants to do with something like that. What have you learned about the history of the Sandusky State Theater over time and how it's gotten to where it is today?
You know, it's had a very interesting history. When it opened, we had some very interesting guests when it started in 1928. Some of our first guests were Shirley Temple and Leo the MGM Lion. And it became many, many things over the decades and closed for a brief bit, actually, in the late 90s, early 2000s, and was brought back as the anchor for downtown development. We said if Sandusky is going to come back, it needs to come back on the shoulders of the theater. So, you know, some people got together, put the money together to open the theater back up, and we're doing quite well in Sandusky now.
Are things still on the back of the theater? You said it, you know, kind of put the community redevelopment on the back of the theater.
You know, we're one piece of a bigger puzzle now. Yeah. You know, we've got a new city manager that's been there for a couple of years now and is doing a wonderful job. The city passed a tax increase issue 8 a few years back that's really given the city the additional revenue to fix a lot of things in Sandusky and kind of push us into this renaissance that we've been in. So it's not on the back of the theater, but we're definitely an integral part of what's happening in Sandusky.
Talk a little bit more about your love of theater, as we learned came early on. What got you to where you are today?
You know, I've been on the board at the theater for a few years, and when our last director resigned, at first I didn't think about it at all, but as the chair of the board, I was in that interim role, and as I started to work with the staff there is just wonderful, as I started to work with them and spend more time at the theater, I found myself thinking at night what I needed to do at the theater more and more. As I caught myself thinking that, I said, maybe I should consider working at the theater full time.
Do you have like an office there in the theater, or is it?
I do, but I'm often out and about.
Well, sure. The whole idea is to get the word out, like you come out here this morning to talk
exactly
about it. Anything big coming up besides the governor at the theater?
Yeah, we actually have a great show on April 7th, sponsored by Dr. Dale and Maura Braun, the Texas Tenors. They've been here before, and it's just a wonderful show, and there's still a few tickets left for that, so I would encourage anybody to come out and see that one.
Sounds great. And if people want to find out more about what's happening at the Sandusky State Theater, where's a good place to get details on that?
Our website is sanduskystate.com. You can call our box office at 419-626-1950. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Anywhere you want to find us, you'll be able to find us.
I need to know a little more about the Texas Tenors. What are we talking about here? Because I think of the three tenors, right? The opera guys. But what are these?
Well, it is actually three gentlemen from Texas. They started on a television show. It was, you know, it wasn't American Idol. It was one of the group ones. I can't remember the name of it.
America's Got Talent.
America's Got Talent. That's what it was. They were on America's Got Talent, did very well. And then they started touring, and I know they've been to some other places throughout northern Ohio. We had them in about 2 years ago, and a funny story, we actually had a board meeting the last day that they were there. They finished their rehearsal, and they wanted to say thank you to our board for having them in. They actually came into our board meeting, and it's the first time I've ever seen an artist do that. They were wonderful to work with, just really nice guys, and we're happy to have them back.
Here's a little bit of this for you. Doing that Lee Greenwood tune.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
'Cause this flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Next.
Craig, they look like the three musketeers. I don't want to say this in the... You got a blonde guy, long blonde hair. You got another guy with a goatee, another one with sort of a long curly hair as well. So there's a guy for every girl. Come on, these are good-looking guys. I got to tell you that. A lot of beards, hair, and good teeth as well.
Good teeth. That's a keeper right there.
Of course, they could sing as well, too. That's part of that as well. So there you go, Craig. I know you're going to be obsessing over this over the next couple of days as well. But it's always fun to see what you have. And when people come, it's a lot of times they probably think, I'm not sure I'm interested in it, but it's coming to the Sandusky State Theater, so it's a stamp of approval. And so they'll come out to enjoy some of that there. So I think that's a lot of great things that are happening in the Sandusky State Theater. And I want to thank our guest, Chris Barthamore, the new executive director. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Appreciate it. Thanks again for having me.